Hey guys, it's Kristen. You should subscribe to our new Connect Pal page, which if you've never heard of before, is an awesome, cool place to subscribe to get extras from us and other podcasts. Ours is connectpal.com/askwomen. You get podcast episodes never heard before, tip videos, you can ask me questions, you can get advice from myself and Marnie, all just for $3.99 a month. You should go to connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast and sign up today.
Coming up on this episode of the Ask Women Podcast, we have Omar back with us. He still hasn't done anything about his bangs, but we give him crap for it. We also have a fantastic comedian, Nick Gara. Damn it, what's wrong with me? Who cares, whatever his last name is. You'll find out when you listen to this week's episode, which is coming up right now.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Woman Podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I'm Kristen Carney, one of your hosts, a comedian. No, he's Instagramming. Here, of course, with Marnie Kinross, best-selling author of Get Inside Her. Just list every single
I don't know any of them
thing. Can you please, during my intro, can you keep doing that?
Bumble.
We've got our voice of man today, Nick Gara. Yeah. Really funny comedian. I can't
doing
hear
there. Oh, I am
he is. There's his voice. Now he's here.
He's a really funny comic. You can check out his album called
Love the Nick's Tape.
There you go.
It's all about relationships.
I like that, which is perfect for our show.
So yeah, that's all I talk about.
You've been on the Tonight Show and stuff too.
I was on the Tonight Show
really?
2 months ago. Yes.
With Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, yes, doing stand-up.
No, with
great.
Carson. He just he did the ghost version.
Yeah,
exactly.
Carson came back on.
Amazing.
I put myself in there digitally.
Amazing.
Right? No, it was great. Jimmy's one of the best. He's the nicest guy ever.
So you're like a legit comic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we finally got one on the show.
Right, one on the show, exactly. Yeah. That's awesome.
I was on Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central.
You're so cool.
And I got cut out of the movie Popstar, so you know.
That's a
they made
a big mistake.
As a badge of honor. That's
yeah.
A thing.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, before we
go, this may be at the top of the show, but I just want to say we have a Connect Pal page, which is a subscription page that I want you guys to go and subscribe to.
You really know how to sell something. Basically, we want your money, so let's like finesse it a little bit.
Well,
tell them about before they say give me
your
money.
It's pretty transparent.
Yeah.
But we have extra podcasts up there. We'll have one free podcast a week in addition. So you guys will have two Ask Women podcasts. But in addition to that, you guys will also get like extras. Like you can get advice from me.
Yeah, because everybody wants that.
We have videos every week called Just the Tips, where it's just quick, helpful videos that you don't have to watch for a long time to get some stuff.
Just really behind the scenes stuff as well, like extra information. And a couple of the videos will be shot in our homes, so you can see where we live. We're going to film in studio, ask our guests after the show to give some VIP special information. And it's really going to help put Kristen through college. So,
waste
You're
of money.
You're still going to college?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's going to help her survive a little bit. But how much is it? Like $3.99?
It's $3.99 a month. Yeah. And then part of it, of course, goes to ConnectPal.
Yeah.
But then
you get to communicate with us directly. So where do they go?
They go to connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast.
Okay. connectpal.com/askwomenpodcast. And it would be wonderful if you guys signed up to help support us and the show, since we, you know, give you guys a lot of free content.
That's $1 a podcast for a month.
Exactly. Like that's barely anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can get like 5 burgers from McDonald's for that. Or,
which is better.
Right.
Which will make you happier.
Right.
In the
exactly.
Long run.
Exactly.
It's more fulfilling for your soul.
Well, we have Omar on the line. If you guys remember who he had called in a couple of times. He's one of our Helper Brothers out. He's been very hard to nail down because he is
Stop
a
saying
surgeon.
That about everybody.
But he has. It's been hard to schedule. He was supposed to work with
like
Goldie, my stylist, and she lives in New York where he lives as well. She hasn't been able to schedule anything with him because he is so busy. So Omar, that's what I want to talk about. You being so busy. So how do you have enough time for dating if you are so busy and your schedule is so hectic?
Oh, there we go.
Yep, done. Surgery.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can. And
unfortunately,
yeah.
I'm just kidding, Omar.
Well, I know it's been a while, so I apologize for the MI. Things have been really, really crazy. But the good news is it's getting a lot better now.
Good. So that's good.
That will change.
That's good. So well, did you ever get to speak with Goldie and do something about those bangs?
I did speak with her. I didn't get much in the line of advice from her because the only thing she was going to do was a closet edit. And she said anything else, it would be a fee for that. Which...
You're a doctor or a surgeon. You can pay for this.
Yeah, exactly.
It's worth it.
Just tell her you don't need a closet edit. You need a bang edit. that's what you needed. That was the only thing we were sending you for. Okay.
Is that for a haircut?
Yeah. He did get a haircut, but he cut it. Have you seen Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
Like that haircut.
Like Lloyd Christmas.
Yeah. That's kind of what it looked like a little
bit. Dr. Christmas, you're in for foot surgery?
Right. Exactly. So I wanted her to help him out with that. I mean,
yeah. Oh, you got to get a good stylist.
Yeah. I mean, she is a good stylist.
Yeah,
obviously,
she's
trying to work the system
and
charge
him
more.
And then you're like, oh, perfect. You'll fall in love.
Yeah, exactly. Then you know what to do.
Yeah.
But so, like, Omar, other than the bank incident, what's going on with you in dating? Is there a way to move away from that phone?
Is there a way to actually get closer to it? It's perfect for audio.
Yeah.
I'll just give me, like, 1 second.
Okay. Sorry. I mean, he is in a hospital. Like, go stand next to like the
something important's happening, guy. Can you get away from that phone so we can talk about your hair?
Yeah. Hey, it's just a foot. It's just a foot.
Oh, it's just a foot. All right.
I'm like literally running out of the office right now. I mean, I can talk better.
Yeah, we feel really
you
special
should
that
start
you
there next
time,
time outside
us.
Of the office.
Yeah, right. Okay, so give us an update on what's been happening. The last time that we talked, we had a conversation about a girl who you had a fun night with, and we gave some tips for you on better communication, and I think some follow-up about texting as well, because I think you kind of scared her off. I totally forget. It was like 2 months ago now. But tell us what's been going on.
Oh, three?
Jeez, okay. God, that's been a long time. Yeah, so tell us what's going on.
Yeah, gosh, I don't even know where to begin with this one. There's a lot of stories.
Okay, good. We like stories.
It's been a roller coaster, but let's just say a lot of it is more of a learning experience than anything else.
Okay.
Like, there are a couple of girls I went out with, and I hung out with them, and the irony is some of them seem to have potential. Like, I think I'll give you like a few examples. Like, one girl, we've been talking for a while. And apparently she's a big Saturday Night Live fan like me, right?
Okay.
In fact, that's what made her message be. She was really taking the initiative in the beginning, but there were some things that started happening that really kind of dumbfounded me a little.
Like
I don't know. We were supposed to meet up, but for some reason we mostly talk on the phone, and you can guess where this is going. So she would be like, finally admitted that she had her heart broken with this guy who was supposed to meet her at a party. They were going to go together, but instead he took his friend. And I guess she might be having some trust issues.
I would have never guessed where that was going.
No, I wouldn't have guessed that either.
she was like super interested. She'll call me if I didn't call her like a couple of days. She would try to get in touch with me, see how I'm doing. And seemed like I always tease her, like how women are like trying to like rape me, you know, that whole cocky stuff from David D.
Okay.
So I would use that. So I'm basically like, oh, you know, you got to protect me, be my bodyguard. And like she was laughing hysterically. So I got some humor in there. Things seemed to have been going well, but then she kind of, you know, drifted away. Like we never really got to meet up. Whenever I try to set something up, we would get closer to it. And then as it gets closer, she would,
she would make an excuse.
She would text me and be like, oh, she's going through, she's trying to figure some stuff out.
Yeah, my mom's here in studio today, and she's nodding. She's like, I've heard this before.
Yes,
I know where it's going.
How old is she?
She gets it.
My mom.
How old was the girl?
I thought you meant my mom.
No, not your mom.
So rude.
Same age as me, 34. And actually, my birthday was June 12th.
She was 34?
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, yeah. The girl was 34?
Yeah, and how old are you, Omar?
I just turned 34 on June 12th.
Okay.
Oh, so both of you guys are 34.
Yeah, so an older
woman.
Well,
she's a couple months, though. I'm by month.
Oh, okay.
I'm older, but
I think we'll let that slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, a lot of girls like to play that phone tag stuff.
But what's really going on for these women? So why are they doing this?
Because they're a mess.
That is so true.
That's all it is. Sometimes it's just a mess. Sometimes you too. I'm one of those guys that's way too busy too, so I can't date. So I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I text so much, and you know the truth is that something else comes into their life. You know, and it's not even a guy. It's just everybody's life keeps moving, and especially at 34. Like, I went to go get a coffee, and 30 minutes went away like that.
Right.
You know, the older you get, time just flies. So it's like, so the interest just flees, you know, it goes away.
Well, also, I think some girls, if they're like me at this juncture in my life,
yeah,
they're looking for a distraction. So the texting you and calling you might be a distraction from another guy that's not contacting them
exactly.
or something, you know,
yeah.
unfortunately. But that's the reality. And so that guy might have called her or said, hey, let's meet up. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, I don't need the fulfillment of this other guy's attention anymore.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing for you,
which is bull, Omar.
Right,
it's
yeah,
bull.
Exactly.
It is bull.
Screw them.
I deserve a punch in the face.
Like really, you know, the scariest thing that I've realized as a man that most men do, because I'm not an alpha guy, is that if you really want a girl, you just got to, like, tell them, like, okay, where's this going? You got to say it. And then you immediately know the answer, like, well, I don't know. It's like, okay, well.
Yeah, then you know.
Answer.
I mean, you know anyway, but if you want to be more firm with it. So actually, what would be the piece of advice that you would offer for Omar? Like, let's make some rules. He is a very busy guy.
Yeah, you're a busy guy, man. You know, you're mm-hmm. obviously a successful dude. It's okay right. for you.
Who doesn't know how to use a phone?
Like, yeah, he's jumbling
surgery,
it right
foot
now.
Tools,
yeah.
got
yeah,
it.
He's,
phone,
he's trying
so
to
much.
Train his foot to hold his phone.
Right, exactly. yeah.
Adding a fifth or sixth toe.
Yeah.
Like, if you find a girl that you're really interested in, don't feel mm-hmm. weird about just telling her, like, hey, I'm really interested. How can we do this? You know,
yeah.
and say, I am a busy guy, but are we willing to make it work? And if they give any kind of hesitation, it's kind of like booking a bar gig as a comic. If the owner gives a little hesitation for
you're
their
like,
venue,
you're not going up on stage.
Then you just say, it's cool. Never mind. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll go find something else.
So I should have said that like 50,000 times.
Right, exactly.
So far
and then you just keep emailing and be like, am I going to go up this
You know?
Week? Yeah.
But
I
anyway,
know.
So.
No,
yeah.
but that's really good advice for you.
Or dude, or just keep texting her. Who gives a shit?
yeah, you can swear. You can totally swear on here.
Who gives a shit? Just keep texting her. Go find other girls, bro. You
yeah, and
I'm
practice
saying?
Doing stuff and see what
I just turned 34 a week ago. So, yeah, you know.
Just, happy belated.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you, man. And just you know, like, don't stop yourself from playing the field because the field's going to keep playing you, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
Especially nowadays.
But I like that. I love what you're saying because you're saying to take some of the control back. So there's this one.
Women want control.
Yeah. They want to be led, to be honest. Not to be like, you know, punched and put into a corner.
No,
but
no.
they definitely want you to be step up a little
they
bit
They want
more
you to point
assertive.
To the corner.
Yeah. Say, go over there. I'll be there in 5 minutes.
They need directions. They're terrible with directions.
Yes, exactly. But here's the thing. Like, you have to have more faith in yourself. And in your mind, you have to think, I have limited time. I have to choose who I invest in. And so I'm going to clearly communicate to the people in my life, whether it's a woman that you just met or your friends, whatever it is, that I can do this. Are you on board with it? If not, then you don't go with them. You find other people to hang out with. Same thing for women that are popping into your life. Exactly what you just said. Like, just say, like, I'm into you. Or if you're not, like, let me know. And then I can move on.
Yeah. And if you want to, man, you could just keep talking. Because the truth is, like, anytime I talk to a girl, I never go with the intent of dating them or hooking up with them. And I always hook up with them because I didn't go in with that intent.
And you're like, whoa, is this happening again to me?
Amazing. And I'm always surprised. I'm
I don't
like,
go
what?
On Ask Women podcast with the intent to hook up.
Right, exactly. Okay, so what else is going on? So there's some girls who are flaking on you, maybe leading you on a little bit, stretching out conversations. The advice for that is just nip it in the bud a little bit sooner so that you don't start wasting your time and distracting yourself from other women. So what else? What else can we help
you
with?
You guys are so right. Like, that's why I'm thinking more like play the field, just because I've been through a crap before, a specific person here, but I've been through a lot of it before, but what I've been doing now, I had this other girl that I hung out with. We spoke on Skype a couple times, but she wanted to get more serious. So with her, you know,
wait, where does she live that you're talking to her on Skype?
Well, no. We met on Tinder, and
so you moved
we've been
to Skype.
Talking on Skype, right? So pretty cute.
Where does she live? Is she like in
Queens?
So you talk on Skype even though it's free calls.
Well,
I'm
no,
confused.
Here's the thing. We initially spoke on Skype. We finally met up because she was understanding the schedule. But here's the thing. This is a problem I've been running into with a lot of my dates. Now, most of these girls, I'm not really into them, but at least it's fun to experience. I get to learn how to do things. And, like you said, kind of play the field a little bit, which is what I'm trying to do, to learn more of what I want and kind of have more experience. But what I find is happening is, you know, like how Neil was saying, he gets the hookup and stuff. I seem to be coming up short with that. Like, I do the touching here and there. Some of them, they might be okay with it. Some of them may not be okay with it. I had this one girl when, you know, I sat with her in the park. was going in for the kiss, but I wasn't, like, obvious or, like, leaky about it. I had her, my arms around her. We give each other kisses on the cheek, but then she's like, oh, I don't kiss on the first date. So, okay, if I told her to give me one, she gave me one and gave her back one.
That's good.
But the funny
thing
is,
I like that you didn't back down.
Yeah, so it seems like escalation is an issue on the date. Then some girls, for some reason,
I'm not sure if escalation is an issue. I think something's happening before.
You might be right.
Well, so tell me what was happening before this date. But she was letting you put your arm around her. So like,
we actually
close.
With all hands. With all hands. You know, I have my arm around her waist, all this stuff. You know, maybe I go kiss on the cheek, the neck. Should be okay with that. But the kiss thing, I don't know.
Do you think maybe that girls might be a little intimidated by you because since you have so much going on in your life, they're like, is this an immediate commitment? Because that's what happens to me sometimes. Like, girls have to take a second to evaluate where they're at in their life before they decide to do anything with me. Because since I'm on the road, girls think, you know, like, okay, this guy's really nice. He might be a player. Not sure. He's really nice. Am I willing to take that next step and officially start dating this guy who might not ever be around?
Okay.
And so they get intimidated and they back off. Because when you're kind of a guy that's got your stuff together, it intimidates women.
No, I don't know. I feel like it's
some
the opposite.
Do. Some,
so.
Some get a little like, ooh, this is almost too serious.
Do they say that to you?
Huh? Yeah, you could kind of tell. You could see it as a guy.
Do you make it feel really serious or do you feel lighthearted?
No. It's just you could see the clock working in women where it's like, okay, well, if I put this X here and
like
this X there and
math.
This that, what? Yeah, like how am I going to play this game? Is this going to work out for? Like they over-evaluate because sometimes when you've got so much going on, they're just like, where
do I fit in?
Yeah, is this going too fast for me already in her own head?
It's
all in her own head.
That's how you see it. Is it going too fast for me as opposed to do you have enough time for me?
Yeah.
Or do I want to invest this time in you?
Yeah. Well, it's all that.
It's all of
those
things.
It's the human mind. It's all those three things.
So what is
it?
Do
I want to invest
some
time into a guy that's always busy, you know, might not necessarily need me? Does this put me in a place in my life where I'm, you know, judging my own decisions as a woman? You know, how do I compare to where to? Because I've had guys that have girls like stop dating them because they're like, I can't handle your lifestyle
because
I feel out of place. Like they were dating a guy that was more successful and the girls are like, I feel weird in this world. And so they back away.
Well, I'm kind of seeing a guy who is really busy and I'm already feeling pretty crummy about myself because it's like he's too busy for me. And it doesn't seem like there's any space for me in his life. And so it makes me feel very insecure, but almost makes you want to hang on the longer because you want to like, you want to win or you want to like see that they're going to give you that time. Because if I leave now or back out now, it's like I lost or something. It's
interesting that how you view that. Like both of you, the way that you're, because I don't really know much more about like your scenarios, but I know for Kristen's, it's interesting that you would take that approach. It's a very protective approach and a very protective.
Well, it's insecure
view on what's. It's definitely the first thing that you said is like it makes me like it. It doesn't make you. You make you feel however it is.
I hate when you say that
you're feeling because it's not. Nothing can make you feel. Anyway, except for yourself.
Yeah, it makes
you
feel bad about myself, that I'm not important enough to have.
Okay, but you feel bad about yourself. Not it makes you. You are feeling bad about yourself.
But the way you look at it is if I was good enough, he would make time for me.
But he's making time for you in his limited time. He's still making time for you.
Yeah,
barely.
Yeah. But some, you know,
that's a lot.
You get to that point where it's no longer young dating.
Yeah.
It's like,
I got my life. I've been doing this for 34 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's your window of 45 minutes. I'm going to give you everything I can in that 5 minutes. Do you want that or not?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to find there aren't a lot of people who have a bigger stretch. And if they do have that bigger stretch, there's a reason that they have that bigger stretch and you may not want those things for you. But to go back to Omar for the escalation and the things that are happening on dates. So with this girl that you had talked with on Skype, was it clear that you were getting together for a date?
We got together for pizza. I think we had ice cream, walked around.
Was it clear that you were going on a date?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so you said this is it. I mean, you're holding hands, so you're still putting your intentions out there. But so was she responding to holding your hand, or was she initiating the whole hand-holding?
Both.
Both. Okay, so for me, those sounds like good things. It's not like she was just like, okay, I'll do this, and then when the date's over, I'll never talk to this guy again. If she's initiating as well, that is a potential good sign. So it's not horrible that she said she doesn't kiss on the first date. What happened after that first date?
Well, I mean, it's such a long story. I'll try to give you, like, a flip version.
Well, let's give the tail end of it and just hear what happened afterwards. So did she end up calling you after? Did you go out again?
She did. She actually texted me on my days. Well, you know why it ended? Because here's the thing. Remember when I said to you that women in their 30s tend to be attracted to, like, 35, 36, what have?
Yeah.
No, first call.
Yeah.
Well, groundbreaking. Some of the women I'm meeting, it seems like a lot of them kind of want to settle down, and I think I've just seen a settle down guy.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you were saying too.
And you know, I kind of want to experience that whole hooking up in that little phase that I never got. I did, but not as much. Not with the women I really want. And that's ultimately what I want to do, is attract them, even for the long term. So in her case, I think she just got pissed off that she didn't think that I wanted to be with her. We couldn't spend time, like you said. But in her case, she even asked at one point, are you seeing other girls?
Right.
Just because I'm like, I'm not the top.
That's a good sign if someone asks that.
But I had to sugarcoat it a little.
Sugarcoat it by, yes, you are seeing it or not?
Well, I didn't want to give the whole mystery away, so I know most girls probably talk to other guys as well, and I turned it into a joke. I said, yeah, you know, they thought looking at you.
I can't really hear you.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that we can hear you a little better that way.
Yeah, no, basically, she thought that, you know, seeing...
I think he just got abducted by Enterprise.
Yes. Okay, Omar, I think we're going to have to end this call. I'm sorry that we can't continue it. I just feel like our listeners are going
to
be like, screw this, and then they won't listen to the other important stuff we have to say.
Yeah, and my last piece of advice, bro, just lie. Just lie to them.
You know why they're
just have fun. Just lie.
You know why they're not seeing you anymore? They can't hear you on the phone.
Right, exactly. They're like, damn, this guy's bad cell reception. Is he really a foot doctor?
Right.
Yeah.
He's using T-Mobile.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay-as-you-go
mobile.
The girl's like, are you seeing other girls? I say, yeah, I see them every now and then. You know what I'm saying? I saw some at Ralph's. I see them at Kroger's.
Yeah. That's a funny response.
That is a funny response.
I think that's fine. And I think it's also fine to be honest with tact and be like, listen, I am your M, but we're exploring each other, and I like where this is going. That's the honest response.
I also see another city. Sometimes I see other cars. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, I think that's cute. I would fall in love with you more if you said that to me. Okay, so Omar, we're going to let you go. I'm sorry about that, but please email me so that we can follow up a little bit, and hopefully I can advise you more. We have some time, but you said that you wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with you.
Yeah. So
this is like a therapy session for Kristen.
Before
she wanted to leave this show, she was like texting all the time. Now she's like, I want to talk every second I can.
I need to talk this out.
Yeah.
So Nick knows my boyfriend and I broke up of 8 years about.
Oh, I didn't know that.
2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
I
posted it on Facebook. You didn't. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, you mean on the Facebook?
On the Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So I've been out there dating now for the first time in like 8 years. So I went out on a. So I'm seeing a guy that I like, but I don't feel like he likes me as much as I like him, which is really screwing up my ego, guys. It's not a good thing.
Yeah, and it was very big to begin with.
Yeah, it was about this big. Now it's about
like a peanut,
teeny. So I'm seeing other people as well, and so I went on a date with this guy, super cute. From kind of like my hometownish area, which was totally random. And, we had a lot to talk about, and I was like kind of attracted to him. And so we went out one time and we kissed and stuff, but it was more like I was a little bit drunk. Sorry, Dad, in the room.
both my parents are here.
Yeah, this is awful. looks like you're juggling boobs here. You're like,
he wishes. He hasn't done that in a while.
Juggling shots. What was it? Was it whiskey or was it tequila?
And so I kind of liked him a little bit, but I wanted to go out with him a second time to kind of see. So we went out and didn't get as drunk, so more level-headed. And while we were talking, he mentioned that he's into guys.
Okay. And me too. That's great.
Yeah, I was like, so we have so much in common.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting thing for me because I'm not that experimental, and I'm not close-minded, but I'm uptight.
I mean, you are.
No, I am, but with tact.
Right.
You're a solo player.
Yeah,
that's what one girl told me when she tried to get me into some weird orgy, and I just couldn't do it.
Really?
You're solo.
Yeah, and she was like, "Oh, you're like a solo player." I was like, "Yeah," and I was like, "I've never heard that term before used like that." But yeah that's what I am.
I don't need eight people in the room with me. Exactly.
No. Yeah,
I'm learning all these new terms now. Lounge lizard, solo player.
What's lounge lizard?
It's prostitutes that are available for truck drivers. At the truck stops.
I thought that's lizards. The only people prostitutes were available for.
Right, yeah, but that's their call. I didn't know that.
So when he mentioned it, I didn't like him less as a person, but I found myself slightly less attracted to him.
Okay.
Because I just, the imagery of just like penis and mouth.
Right.
Sorry, Dad.
But does that make you think like, do you think I look like a dude? Like, is that why you? Well, or is he saying I like both?
No,
he
was like, I very much like women. He's like, I don't want a relationship with a guy, but I don't mind hooking up with them and multiple of them.
Really?
Yeah. And it was really funny because we were in West Hollywood having this conversation. We were out for sushi.
Did he pick the location?
Yes. Well, he lives in West Hollywood. I should have
gotten. You were out for sushi, but he ordered a hot dog?
Yeah. Such of a
sign
flamong.
One. Red flag.
Extra meat, please. Well, all night long after that, we made like sausage jokes and just like meat loving jokes, like all night. So he was a really good sport about
it. So the comic in you came out.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, "I'm cool with it. You can rip on me. I'm totally fine with it." But it was really funny because we were in this booth at the sushi restaurant and having this conversation, and these two guys behind us, got up to leave, and the one guy stood up and literally looked him up and down like, "I will eat you alive, baby."
Really?
And like, it was like so uncomfortable. Because he was getting hit on.
Right.
Because the guy was obviously overhearing our conversation.
Right. He's like, "Oh, well, if you're into guys."
Yeah. So I didn't really know how to deal with, like, the new information besides giggle like a 12-year-old girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you have to process it because you haven't heard this before. And then you have to decide how you think and feel about it.
Right. And so he said later on, because we were having a really good time. So later on, he said, "I feel like that kind of ruined, like, my chances or, like, our thing."
I feel like it's a weird thing to sort of express on the first date.
Well, he said he never, you can tell he went a long time with being quiet about it and being very secretive.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it's a goal of his to be honest and to not hide who he is.
Yeah,
and
great.
So the first time we hung out, he was showing me.
All right. Second date. Okay.
Pictures of his roommate. And his roommate is married to a woman.
Oh, I thought you meant like a guy. I was like, "Look at him in his thong."
Well, no, he was very effeminate. And I was like, "Oh, your roommate's totally gay." And he's like, "Oh, well, he's married to a woman." I was like, "Well, he's gay."
Right.
But I had no inkling that he was also into dudes at all. And so I said to him, but I was pretty drunk and I don't remember saying this to him, but he said, "Are you gay?" Like being silly. And he was like, "No," but he said he felt really bad about lying.
Responding. Okay. So he was being honest with you afterwards.
He said if it came up again.
Did you say it like a frat boy? "What are you, gay or something?
What do you think? I'm just kidding. I don't say the word. Yeah. No, I said, "I hope I didn't make you feel uncomfortable to express that. Cause I don't want to, you know, be that type of person." But he's like, "No, you didn't make me feel uncomfortable." He said, "I just didn't want to, like, again, kill whatever chance or thing that we had
going."
Oh,
I like that. I like that honesty.
Yeah. So he was really nice about it. But when we were out, he also got complimented by a guy on his hair. He's really nice hair. So I'm like, all right, this is getting a little freaking weird now. Like, one guy already, like, looked him up and down, wanted to eat him alive.
Like, it's nothing with a hot guy who gets checked out by girls.
But,
yeah,
but here's the thing.
Yeah.
How did he respond to them?
He looked very shy. Like, he said he does. He said men are so forward that it makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So they're all picking up the gay vibe.
But they're picking it up. Yeah. So I originally didn't pick it up, and I now feel a little embarrassed for not picking it up. But the second thing that happened in the night, so that was kind of weird. And then we were out having drinks, and we were having fun. And I didn't know if I was super attracted to him or just enjoyed having a conversation with him. Until this guy came over and complimented me on my ears, which was really strange. And he goes,
"That's a good move."
Yeah. He goes, I go, "How did you not notice my
ears?" Sometimes I look at girls' ears and I'm like, "Ooh, it's so little. Look at those little tiny ears."
Well, mine are big, so
they got elfish ears. They're like, "Oh, look at you with your little pixie ears."
Well, these headphones barely fit my ears.
Like, what's the compliment? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a little embarrassing. But I actually don't mind my ears.
Right.
But so this guy came over and said that. And so the guy I was out with responded like, "All right, dude, get away. Like, get out of here." So he showed that he had like a little like protection over me, which I found kind of attractive.
Okay.
So the guy comes back about a half hour later and he goes, I just want to check in and see how the date's going. And this clearly made him so mad. And he, so the guy that's like a kind of effeminate started yelling at the other guy, like legit yelling. It was like the weirdest date of my life.
What?
He was like, get out of here. You heard me, get out of here. And I was like, all right, this is just.
This is just too much for you.
I felt like I was in a episode of Sex and the City.
Yeah. Interesting.
Where like clown music starts.
Okay, well, let's turn this around for
well,
our audience.
Well, even a penguin has to fight sometimes.
That's true.
Well, that's what I was going to ask about. But. So like, let's maybe talk about, we're going to take a break, but let's maybe talk about jealousy in your dates and like how, if you are on a date with a really hot girl, which the guys who are listening to the show will be if they keep following the advice from this show. Amazing, awesome girls.
Yeah.
They're going to have to deal with other guys checking out their girls. So let's talk about how to handle jealousy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you would have some good
comments. I've had dudes just straight swoop. In.
So after the break, let's talk about this. Okay, so we'll be back in a second.
Playboy Radio presents.
Have you washed your
with psychosexual therapist?
Just looking for a doctor. There's nothing to worry about.
And relationship expert.
Most important thing now is to remain calm. There's no reason to panic.
It's Simone Vien's Crazy Sexy Minute.
One of the things that I get asked all the time is, how do you make a long-distance relationship work? More than ever today, research is showing that more of us are in long-term relationships. So my idea, which works with couples, is to give yourself a contract. Yeah. I know we've heard about a sex contract if you've read 50 Shades of Grey, but this is a long-distance relationship contract. I guarantee if you do this, you will make it past the six-month mark. Part of your guide is going to be to talk every day. And look, with FaceTime, we know we can do that so easily. It's absolutely key to talk every day and see each other so that you stay connected. And another thing that is very hot and that I'd like you to do is FaceTime sex, because it is just in that moment so intimate, so sexy. And let me tell you, you will stay very, very connected inside the bedroom and out of it. So if you want a long distance relationship, you know how to make it work. Do a long distance relationship contract. And of course, as part of your contract, you can add in a new sex position every week, even if it's via FaceTime.
PlayboyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to Playboy Radio. You want to hear more? Catch us on TuneIn.com/Playboy. We promise you won't be disappointed.
Thanks for listening to PlayboyRadio.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening. Just a reminder of our ConnectPal page. Go to ConnectPal.com/AskWomenPodcast. Subscribe, get some cool stuff, and say hey. I will respond personally to your messages. We don't really check Facebook and things like that. So we don't, because we get messages to there, and I just
leave it empty.
Yeah, but if you guys do want to chat, I just responded to a message a couple days ago.
For through ConnectPal or from Facebook?
From her subscribe.
Facebook.
That's how often I don't use it.
Man.
I have no idea what it's even called.
Yeah.
And also, just as like an update, there are going to start to be a little bit more advertisements in this show. They're going to be short. But again, this is free
stuff. Are you guys going to do it yourself?
No, we don't.
By the way, if you guys want Tide Plus.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was doing an ad for Tide Plus.
Yeah.
I could sell that properly. No, but yeah, it's going to be other stuff that you hear on other podcasts. And it's, again, just so you can have free content and continue
of course,
to this forever. Getting a mic shoved in my face. I apologize to people listening, because obviously I get very enthusiastic and I don't speak into a microphone.
Sky. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually picturing talking to you as opposed to this mic. So I will try my hardest, and Kristen and Alexia are keeping me on
in check
a little bit more. But let's talk about
the jealousy.
Yeah, and how to handle things. Because you said you've had that on dates before, where like guys literally come and approach them.
These guys are ballsy, by the way.
Yeah, so, I went to the bathroom, and I remember the first time it happened. I went to the bathroom, and a dude just immediately sat right next to my date. And she had to, like, the thing is, luckily the girls that are into me are really into me. Because I'm a hard thing to be into.
Love your confidence.
Yeah, seriously.
No.
Yeah, it's almost like if you like a really
long-haired, pale skin, kind of thin
very
guy.
Very specific flavor.
Yeah, that's a specific type, you know? Like, if I looked like, oh, buzz cut a little bit more. There's tons of those dudes
like
out there.
Like every character on The Bachelor right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like, when I came back from the restroom, I've had girls that have, they've told the guy, like, back off.
You know, like, right. No, I'm with him, right? And
I like
that freaked me out a little bit because I'm like, oh, what do I do?
Yeah. Well, what do you do? Like, what is
and
the
I've even had
to
friends swoop into girls while I was hitting on them. I remember I had guys are so aggressive. I remember there was one cute chick that was hanging out, like, after a show that I was talking to, trying to take it slow with. And I had a buddy walk up to me and whisper in my ear, if you don't fuck her, I'm going to.
Oh, my
really?
God.
And I've had two friends say that to me on two separate occasions.
Good friends.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm looked at them like,
well, they're
are they trying to get you going so you'll move
right,
faster?
Right, it's motivation.
They, yeah.
There's this weird predatory instinct with guys where they see a girl and they kind of like hone in.
Yeah. So how do you help? Like, what's the best way to handle a cock block then?
To handle a cock block?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know it's going to come.
I know, but
right. So how do you handle it?
But how do you handle it then? Like, I'm sure you've obviously had this happen.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah. Well, to handle a cockblock, you kind of have to grab the girl's hand and let her know that you're there. You kind of got to, like, put yourself in the way. Because I've never been in a fight, so I've never gotten in a guy's face. I'm never going to get in a guy's face over a girl. But I will grab the – I'll tell the girl, let's go somewhere else. Because they're usually uncomfortable, too.
That's more attractive.
And you're like, let's just move out of the situation.
Yeah, that's more attractive, you know? Because the way the guy handled it that I was out with, he showed way too much of a temper.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a sign or a red flag.
It's overly emotional, too. And
it's
like
also
pounding
like,
their feet saying, this is mine. Stop doing this.
Yeah and it showed a little insecurity on his part. And then, like, if he just played it cool and was like, man,
so we're having a conversation.
Go talk to another chick. That would be cooler rather than like, I said go.
Right.
There's a Sex in the City episode where Charlotte, I hate referring to Sex in the City for men listeners.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, they've all seen it.
But there's an episode where Charlotte meets this guy and he's like from Princeton or something, and he's like tall and handsome, and he seems great.
I've seen it 12 times.
Yeah. Do you know which one I'm talking about? Yeah. Then they go out and someone bumps into her chair and he's like, apologize to the lady. And he's like, oh man, I didn't mean it. He's like, I said apologize, and he punches him
in the
face. You
know what's so crazy? I think I've seen it and I've never seen any episodes.
Really?
Somehow
that's funny.
I've seen
that's
that.
Funny. But he did it twice because one time he's
did
kind
it
of aggressive
once.
And then he like punches the guy out. They started this whole brawl.
And then Charlotte's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, you can create this world with a girl where you just, both of you know that you're out together.
Yeah, you're on a team.
And you could just be like, let's go. Yeah. If the girl, like, sometimes you have the girl that likes to play around and flirt also, and then that's a sign like, oh, okay, well, you're just a little fairy that likes to bounce around.
Yeah.
You know?
So what do you do if you've just met the girl for that night? You're not there on a date, but if you're talking to this girl and suddenly maybe you go to the bathroom or some other guy comes up and starts talking to her.
And she plays around with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, peace.
Do you say that?
Yeah. I've had that happen. Because you can tell, like, if a girl does that, she's just out for the night.
Right.
She might not necessarily want to hook up with somebody. She might just want to get drinks.
Or she might want to see what her options are.
Right. She might want to see the options. I had
better.
It happen in San Diego, you know, and San Diego's a bunch of meatheads, you know, and this chick was obviously, she was like, I'm newly single, whatever. She liked me because of the show. We hung out. But when I saw, like, multiple dudes swoop in and she still played around with it, I'm just like, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. There's other girls. I don't
if you want to come back to me, you'll come back to me after.
Yeah. If you come out, you come out. But it's no big deal. Like, you don't need to put me in this little weird circus.
Right. Because I work with a lot of guys who just stand there. And they're waiting for their opportunity or, like, staring down the guy.
Just bounce. Just be like, see you later,
like, okay,
girl.
Well, I'm going to go.
She'll chase you if she wants you. If she don't want you, all right.
No, I agree.
I'll get myself a slice of pizza.
Better than
I'll
any
go
girl.
Enjoy my
one
night.
I get one slice of pizza. Won't have to pay for another one.
Right.
You just say,
you know what?
$1.50.
I'm going to get two. Eat both of them.
That's what happens. Yeah. It's like, you can. Hey, good job, dude. Handle this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's
now
crazy. You're not going to have sex with her.
She's going to ruin. She's going to keep you out till 4 a.m. and then do nothing with you.
Well, the other thing that was weird with this guy was that he. Him and I clearly were enjoying each other's company, so he overreacted. He acted as if I was looking.
To see that?
Yeah, like I wasn't into him enough, and like he
needed
felt,
something else.
Yeah, and I was clear. Like him and I were conversing. We were sitting very close. You know, like
so that was the breaking
in.
Point for you. It was the anger issue.
Yeah.
Do you think you would have continued dating him?
If the anger thing hadn't happened, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But it was.
But that's a huge turnoff for me, too.
Because if someone's on a teeter, you know, they're like, you're at a tipping point, or if you're, you know, right on the ledge, you see something where you're not sure, and then you see something that's off-putting. Yeah, you jump right off the
ledge.
You
don't want to get stuck in that angry thing. Last night I did a show, and there was a guy drinking a beer, and his girl was drinking a Coke. And I was like,
that makes me angry. People
you're
drink
drinking
Coke.
A Coke or whatever, right? And yeah, she's not drinking, you know, sometimes. Yeah, I was like, oh, because you get crazy? He's like, ha-ha, he just laughed. And I was like, oh, you know what? That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Then after the show, maybe about 30 minutes later, he's getting dragged out of the bar. Like, get off me, man. Get off me. I was like, that's why she was drinking a Coke.
Yeah, so she could control
She's been
him.
In this situation
she
so
knows
much.
What
she knows that he flips like that.
Yeah, she needs the sugar rush to be able to handle him.
Yeah, no, she needs to be sober. She needs to be the sober one to pull her boyfriend out.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you knew that. I bet with the type of comedy that you do, actually in general with comedians, you see enough people,
you
and you're constantly
you can analyze
analyzing.
It. Yeah, you can see who the guys that don't want their girl laughing at a dude. You can see the guys that overly laugh because they're like, ha 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 ha, like it's just too much. You're like, all right, you've got a problem, and I need to not look at you anymore.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about jealousy for 1 minute, because that was like the topic that we did talk about.
Yeah.
That we would come back to, and then I want to get into some overanalyze this questions. But are you a jealous person?
No.
No.
No, no, no. You handle it with, I'm like, if a girl's into somebody else, in fact, I just talked to a girl where she's kind of talking to a dude, and I'm like, just go do that. Like, it's cool. I had my chance.
I'm so jealous.
I messed it up.
Non-jealous people, ironically.
I'm like, just go do that. It's cool, you know? And part of you gets like, and I told her, I was like, it's not that I'm jealous. I just don't want to see that, and I'm cool. It's all right.
Are you sure you're cool, or are you just masking? Because it's
well,
also something that would actually
bit.
Bother you.
Huh?
Seems like you would be bothered if you wanted her to go away. You know what I'm saying?
My whole thing is like, if you're actively talking to somebody else, then just talk to them.
Don't talk to me as well.
Yeah.
You're
why do you need to talk to me?
But it seems like if you weren't jealous, they could talk to both of you.
Nah, go talk to them. Go be with
them.
This is
a passive jealousy.
It's a very passive jealousy.
Well, because I was kind of with her for 5 years.
Oh,
so,
well, that's different.
And I never because I was so busy, I was never willing to put it down. Like just say, all right, we're official. And that was my bad.
Yeah.
So I accepted it.
Okay.
I said,
if I was her, I'd be talking to other guys too. This guy's not committed. I'm going to be talking to other people.
I said, I messed up. You should go.
Okay.
So it's not
that's good of you.
It's not jealous like, this is bullshit, stay with me.
No, but you're also saying, I don't want you enough.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, you're like, I'm letting you go, which is a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, I am asking about jealousy because one time on the show when Kristen wasn't here, we had Master P, Mr. P, whatever his name
is. Oh, I came in.
You did come in, but we were talking about jealousy beforehand and this one topic because I had done this thing for Ask Men.
Mr. P. Did you just call him Mr. P?
Mr. P.
He's like a huge rapper.
I'm sure he is. I have no freaking clue who he is. And he didn't make a word of sense when he was in here.
You guys are the dorkiest people ever. He's like a huge rapper.
Mr.
P. And Snoopy D.
Facebook.
We're old and we're dorks, but he is like famous man.
The main CEO of No Limit Records.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry if I'm just saving the lives of tons of single men who need to get laid.
You know Mr. P, the guy who owns that record label.
He's a huge rapper.
I've never been whiter.
I know.
Or
you know
older.
What else is a huge rapper? Reynolds.
I don't know who that
Reynolds.
Is.
Reynolds rapper. Come on.
Oh. That was the best joke we've ever had
on
the
show. Tonight Show. That was
that
perfect.
Was good.
Okay, but for jealousy, we were talking about this one guy who had a girlfriend. Uh-huh. Oh, no. Yeah, and she had this group of friends. They'd known each other since college. And this one other guy in the group would grab their boobs, all the women in that group. It was like his thing where even though it would make the women uncomfortable, it's just he's been doing it since college.
Oh, I was here. I think I walked in.
And the guy was asking how to handle that situation because of him being maybe not jealous, but is that appropriate? Is it not appropriate?
Like it's a friend that grabs girls' boobs?
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing, by the way.
What? When a friend grabs girls' boobs?
It's his thing. He's clearly a perv and needs to be in prison.
Yeah.
Right. And his wife's like, oh, he's so silly. Like,
he has a wife?
Yeah, and he has a wife, too.
Oh, so he's just a jackass.
Yeah, he's a loser.
Exactly. So then you kind of feel bad for
the
person,
the other guy
got
to do? The other guy got to say, hey, man, don't.
To the other guy, right?
Yeah.
It's not the girl's issue.
But it's even like you just pull him away real quick and say, yo, don't.
Yeah.
Is that cool? And then you just let him know. Like, that's it.
Because if it's
men, you say the littlest words possible. Don't. Is that cool?
Yeah.
No, I like that.
Yeah, with an eye, with a little bit of an eye look.
What about if a guy starts dating a girl who's really friendly? She likes talking to everybody.
Like
she
likes
me. She's very touchy, but has nothing behind
No bad
it.
Intentions.
No bad intentions. Except for leading guys on and making them want her. But other than that,
those are good intentions.
As long as she doesn't walk away with a ton of phone numbers and it's obvious, hey, if a girl, that's my thing. If a girl is having fun, have fun. Go talk. I don't care.
But would
have
she
have guy
to be...
friends do that? But the minute that it becomes,
it doesn't. It's something else.
Yeah. Then let me know.
Oh, I like that.
You know, because
attitude.
The whole thing is this: is that I don't want to be made a fool of.
Exactly. That is what it is.
But if you're somebody that you know you're loyal to me, do whatever you want.
Interesting, because I've talked about it before. My husband used to have an issue with this, and he would say, "But like what? But those guys are thinking you're going to sleep with them." Like,
yeah, they are.
Care.
Every
so
guy
cares.
Thinks that. The guy, the janitor downstairs, thinks that
right,
every time he walks
in. I've seen how he looks at me when I walk in.
But a man has to be secure enough to be like, "Yo, that's my girl," and be like, "She's good with me."
Yeah, and I trust her.
Yeah, and if you have any insecurity in your head, that like you guys said, it's all in your own head.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for a problem, you'll find it.
You'll find it. How do you know when to not trust a woman? Like, how do you know when... is there a way to know if she's just being friendly or if she's doing something shady? Like, how do you know that difference?
When you can... I mean, there's so many signs. I had a girl that would keep nicknames on her phone. You know, that's a sign. I had, you know, girls that... to like not trust them. What do you know not to trust? You could just kind of
tell. You
mean
nicknames to hide who the person actually was?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And she ended up like being terrible. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Mr. P.
Yeah, like Mr. P. Things like that.
Mr. P's calling.
You don't trust your girl when you don't trust when you don't trust your own commitment to her. You know what I'm saying? Because the truth is this: is that really the whole jealousy? And that's a fear of you also grabbing onto it.
Right.
Trust them until they fuck it up.
Yeah, until they give you a reason not to trust them.
And then just be like, see you later, man. It's cool.
Yeah.
Get all your stuff out of my house. Lose my Wi-Fi password. We're not sharing Netflix accounts. It's all right.
Now that's the big one.
By the way, my ex changed his HBO Go password for sure.
What a dick. Yeah, you had 8 years together. He can't even give you that.
I know.
What a bastard.
Oh, I would have left that for a little bit.
He left it.
But the minute that I would have seen a picture with you and another dude, HBO Go gone.
I mean,
that's essentially what I think happened.
Yeah. No more. It's cool.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works. Okay, you've got somebody else to pay for HBO now.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what they're thinking. No, yeah. I agree with that. Okay, we're going to answer some questions from some of our listeners. And Mom and Dad, you are more than welcome to answer questions as well, because I want to hear what you have to say. Okay, quick question. I asked a girl out from my school like this over text. Hey, we had a group project and we never really talk outside of school. I would like to change that. Do you have time for coffee this week? She said she didn't know and she has to ask her mom.
How old is this guy?
I don't know.
24?
There's no limitations on iTunes as to who can listen to this. This has not happened to me ever. What does she mean and what do I do?
Best regards. By saying I don't know?
Yeah, I have to ask my mom.
It's the same. Like,
I'm going to use that excuse for
it's just like it's just like with Omar. Like, these girls are, it's so funny. Some people are so afraid of commitment. That is even too much commitment. Hey, you want to have coffee? Like, oh, I don't know. I got to. They just throw it on somebody else. Ah, my dog might do something. And you just move on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, mom, as a mom, what would you say to this excuse? Do you think it's a real one, fake one? You've been listening to this podcast forever, you know.
I'd find out the age, because why would you have to ask your mom to go for coffee with someone? They sound really young.
Yeah.
No, he's 46. No, I'm just joking.
I mean, if she takes care of her mom as in like she's a caretaker, her mom's in a wheelchair and can't do anything, that makes sense.
Right. I think they're like 16 or something. I don't know.
They're a lot younger than 16.
Yeah,
12.
Exactly. Like 12, which I appreciate it. This is a good audience.
Yo, well, dude. Why are 12-year-olds drinking coffee, by the way?
That was my thought, too.
That's why she asked to ask her mom.
Yeah.
That's like an half coffee.
Either to go out with him or to have coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
What is her her problem?
Right.
You know what he needs to do? This is what he needs to do. Little boy or grown man. Whatever you are. Say, all right, that's cool. Go buy a Frappuccino from like 7-Eleven, like one of those cold Frappuccinos. Wrap it up in a bow and just give it to her.
That's a great idea.
All right, just
that
say,
is the
you
cutest
know, I brought
ever.
Coffee to you. Here you go. And if,
I like
and if
that.
It moves on, it moves on.
Well, tell me what it is that you're doing.
But it's decal
by
in case your mom
that.
Doesn't prove.
By saying that, it's like, yo, I accept that you might not be ready. Here's just me being cute. Here you go.
And
you
here's
know what?
One step up
like
instead
you.
Of letting you beat
here's
me down.
A little gift. It doesn't mean anything. Don't make it mean anything, like, to yourself. Don't be like, I'm giving you this. Give me something.
Right, right.
Just give it to her. Be cute. And if she's into it, she'll be into it. If not,
I like that.
All it took you was 225.
Yeah. And that works if he was 46 as well.
It's, yeah. Just be like, yo, I brought coffee for you. You know, have it when you have it. And now she has a token to look at and be like, oh, yeah, this was so-and-so.
Yeah.
Now she's got the jitters for you and
right,
because
exactly.
of the coffee.
She, like,
because
overdosed on coffee first time ever having it. Okay, speaking of being tested, and I'm serious here, although I can be sarcastic, but this is not the time for sarcasm. I have a question regarding whether or not I'm being tested by, interestingly enough, a childhood friend of mine who a few years ago I had what I can only call a bombshell dream about, where I told her that I've loved her since seventh grade, since 1995. I haven't actually seen her since the end of eighth grade. That's actually when she moved. But when she friended me on MySpace back in 2009, she told me that I was one of her fondest memories from, I'm not going to say where it's from. Does this mean that deep down inside, she feels the same way that I do?
So he's about 33, Cole. 34.
Yeah, good math.
I was doing that too.
Seventh grade, 95. I graduated.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think? This honestly just started like that. It's not like he'd be like cut off a compliment to us or anything. It just was like.
So
he's talking to himself. So he's kind of crazy.
So he had a dream where he admitted to his girl that he had a crush on her.
And right. Then he randomly heard from her.
And then he told that dream to her.
Well, yes. He didn't hear. He heard from her in 2009.
No, he didn't admit the dream. But when she friended him on Facebook, she told him that he was one of her fondest memories from.
I thought you said from MySpace. It makes a difference.
What did I say?
Like Tuesdays with
Maury? You said MySpace.
Like
MySpace.
You just said Facebook just now.
Okay.
This is very confusing. No, the reason it is MySpace.
Okay. The reason I'm wondering is because that was a while ago.
Oh, 2009.
Yeah, 2009.
Right.
Yeah, it was still
no one uses MySpace anymore. Unless they do, they're meant for each other.
Right. So he's been fixating on this for 7 years. So we better give this dude an answer.
What's his question?
Well, I'm
his
wondering if he had the dream recently and now wants to say it now, or had the dream a long time ago.
He had it 19 years ago, right?
Who cares if he had a dream or not? She likes him.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thanks, Mom.
Seriously. She just sees through it all.
I know,
what
Mom
was his
too.
Question?
Facebook, MySpace.
What's
she
his
likes
question?
Him. The question is, does this mean that deep down inside she feels the same way that I do?
So here's the thing. Deep down inside, nobody feels the same way about anybody. All right? All our feelings are different. You know, everyone's level of love is different. So
right.
Deep down inside, stop
Thanks
looking at
call.
That. Don't expect the exact same feelings. But fondest memory, yo, man, she's like, what, 33, 34? You know, she's in a different point in her life. She's not a teenager. She's not a little girl. So, yeah, maybe she likes you a little bit. If you want to pursue it, pursue it. You know what I'm saying? I got a cute crush from high school that I'm going to go do a show down in the hometown. I'm hoping to talk to her. Every time I go,
really?
I hope to talk to her. She's my high school crush, you know, and you can see a little spark there. But the truth is, we're adults now, you know, like if it happens, it happens. If not.
Right. But do you think that you would say fondest memory to somebody
fondest
that you were interested
sounds,
in? Sounds like somebody you kind of felt bad for.
No, fondest memory sounds like a non-committal way to say you're one of my favorite people.
Yeah, exactly. Not like I want to do you.
Yeah.
And I have dreams about you. Not that I felt bad for you.
There's
but
a
like,
difference when a guy says, you know, you're beautiful to I like your face.
Right.
And sometimes I like your face and fondest memory just means I'm going to say that you're good. Like there's
you're
something
the person.
About you I like, but.
Yeah.
Don't.
But you'll never see this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't think she feels the same. I don't think she's having dreams either.
Yeah.
But you could
but
you
I
could
do
check in with
you,
her on if, Facebook.
Well, I do think you should check in with her, though.
Yeah, you
think
should.
Yeah, check in with her. There's no – look, this is what you do, man. Go to 7-Eleven. Get a Frappuccino.
Yeah. Well, her standards are getting lower. She's 33, 34 now.
Yeah.
She hasn't found anyone yet. Maybe
– That's true. Well, he doesn't know. I don't know
right,
if he knows
that's
that she's
you
single.
Check in.
But that's interesting that you just like you always wonder those things. Like, does that person, did they feel the same way? I think at 33, 34, you could just like straight out ask and just say, like, did you have a crush on me? I had
a
crush on
you. I had
you
a crush on
school.
You.
Yeah. And then see where that conversation goes. Okay, next question. Every girl that I end up meeting and like has a boyfriend. I met this younger lady. I am 31. She is 23 at a tanning salon one day with my mother.
You don't want to date a future cancer patient.
Yeah,
move on.
Exactly. We were having a mother's son day, LOL. Anyway, I kept it cool and interacted with the girl. We had a great chit chat and I was intrigued. My mom said she had a boyfriend and then she was talking about me to her coworker. Her boyfriend supposedly is abusive. I just want to get to know her better. What is the best way to ask her out knowing she has a boyfriend? I was just thinking coffee and a conversation.
Well, good news.
Ryan.
She's with an abusive guy. She's got low self-esteem.
For sure.
So you can totally swoop in on that.
Yep.
But bad news, she's got an abusive guy. And if he finds out about you, your car's toast.
On you.
And the other thing is this. Fear and love produce the same like endorphins.
Mm.
So that's why so many people stick with abusive relationships because they think that means love when actually it's fear, you know, and that's the problem. She's 23. She's in a different – you don't know if you want to deal with that mess, man. Like, to be honest, if you want to woo this girl, if you really think she's that special, great. But that's a whole nother mess of, like, clinginess that she's – she needs to get away from this abusive boyfriend if it's the truth.
And then she's going to have – right. And then she's going to have issues on top of that once she
does. But it's not his job to start coaching her on how to get
– Yeah, don't get a coffee and a water. Don't try to change your life, you know, like
do get her sunblock though.
Yeah. Like that's a different fight, because that fear that if she's in an abusive relationship, that fear that that guy's going to always come after
her. Quickly telling his
and
mother.
All that.
Well, what do you think about in general? So let's say she wasn't in an abusive relationship, but she said, "I do have a boyfriend," not just as an excuse to him, but she's telling his mother.
Yeah.
What do you think about
the mother hit on her? Or what?
But what do you think about guys who pursue girls who have girlfriends? Is it a waste of their time?
Yeah, it just bounce. You know, like that's the thing. There's too many women out there.
Yeah.
What do you do when pursuing if she's with a dude, just let it go.
You don't know that much about her yet.
Ah, screw it. Who cares? Man, there's other girls. Go to Starbucks, stand behind a cute girl, ask her for a recommendation, and move on with your life.
Coffee.
Yeah,
man, coffee's a good move.
Are they sponsoring you or something?
Yeah, I'm getting you ads, play.
I love it.
But here's the thing, that's the thing. There's way too many girls to just be stuck with hoping for one with a boyfriend.
Oh, perfect place to end the show. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Nick, I'm going to say it wrong.
Gara.
Did I say it right?
Gara.
Shoot. I was trying to do it so right. With
this
an accent and everything.
Shtick for the show to say every single name wrong.
That's why I don't say any names and I leave it up to you.
Yeah, Mr. P. He's a famous rapper.
He is a famous rapper.
Okay.
Plug your stuff up.
Nick Comic, NickGara.com. Buy my album, Love the Nick's Tape. I do shows everywhere. I give out free tickets.
And he's really funny. And he gives out free stuff.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that. My mother and father for being here.
Spoken like a true Jewish person.
Yes. My mother and father who are in the studio with us. And thank you guys so much for listening to this show. New episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific. If you want to ask questions for Overanalyze This, write them into ask@askwomenpodcast.com.
And join our Connect Pal page. Yes. ConnectPal.com/AskWomenPodcast.
Yes, please. We need the money. We'll see you guys next week.